back from the dead. Hey guys, Gabriel here, and in this podcast, I'm going to show you how to switch the sounds on your Apex. So how you do this is, first of all, we're going to turn on the Apex here. Hit the little power switch. Then...
The database for address list does not exist. Create a database called address list. Exit. Main menu.
Alright guys, what I'm going to do is I'm going to plug in somehow the flash drive. There we go. So it should say hard disk ready. What I'm going to do is go to the file manager.
File manager menu.
The unzip
file on
menu.
Flash drive. Press enter for flash disk.
I want hard disk.
Hard disk. Folder name.
I'm going to hit space with T to go into director mode, and I'm going to back up by space with 2-3.
Directory name.
I'm going to space the sound I want.
BSD Apex. Rail display drivers.
Don't know what that is.
Documentation. Images.
Oh, sorry.
BSP Apex.
Let's go BSP Apex. Why not?
Directory name. Press enter for slash BSP Apex.
Okay, I'm going to press enter.
File name.
I'm going to space
Windows.zip.
Windows.zip. I'm going to press enter.
Folder for unpacking this archive. Press enter for none.
I'm going to set that to make sure. I'm going to hit backspace. Is that flash disk? So I'm going to press enter because I want it in none. And password, I have no password, so I'm going to press enter.
Delete the original archive file.
No.
File manager, exit. Main menu.
And I'm going to exit. Now, I'm going to only reset once. I'm going to press the reset button now. And it's resetting. So, I'll pause and I'll be back when it's at a reasonable time to boot it or to start recording.
Resume button alt pressed. Pause button
alt pressed. Still at 10%. I just waited a few seconds. I don't really want to miss the startup, so I'm going to stay recording. It doesn't take 3 hours to boot up anyway, so it's at 32% anyway. 47, 60. It's kind of hard to read, like when it's zooming through the numbers. Here we go. At 63. Now it just went through. Should make the noise.
Psoft version 950, build 1280.
And there we go. So now what we need to do.
Press reset.
You don't need to do that. I'm gonna hit space with E.
Exit. Main menu.
What I'm going to do is go to
File manager menu.
Folder manager
menu.
E for erase.
Erase folder on which drive? Press enter for
flash
disk. Folder to erase. Dictionary. Windows.
I'm going to delete
erase
that.
Windows yes. One folder erase.
Now this doesn't affect your system because all that's in here is the sounds. And
Exit. Main
you
menu.
Won't be able to delete the one in the Keysoft system disk. And if you do, you're Anyway, now let's show you how to delete the sounds. So I'm going to go to the media menu and the
play
media. Here, I'm going to
exit main menu.
I'm going to go M for media player.
Media menu. Media player.
I'm going to press enter
play
on that.
Media file in which folder? Press enter for general.
I'm going to go /... Windows.
Slash.
Now to erase, you want to space to the first item. You want to mark all by pressing enter with lower G.
All files marked.
Now I'm going to hit space with, backspace with C.
32 files were selected. Confirm each file.
No.
No. Asterisk.
Now I can just exit.
Exit. Main menu.
So that is how you, change your sounds and, go back to defaults. That's it for this podcast. If, you enjoyed, email me at gabrieljoseph.oria@gmail.com. That's gabrieljoseph.oria@gmail.com. Again, that is gabrieljoseph.oria. ria@gmail.com. So, thanks guys for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next one.